Intelligent Medicine is brought to you in part by Fullscript, my exclusive online supplement dispensary. Fullscript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. It's safe, secure, and with Fullscript's refill reminders, it's totally effortless to stay on track with your supplement protocols. Go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to create your Fullscript patient account today. And if you're a healthcare provider, sign up for a free Fullscript dispensary account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. It's the easiest way for you to prescribe the exact supplement protocols your patients need.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we've got lots of time to answer your phone calls. We're going to take some of them today, and we invite you to call us. Our number is 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And we're live, and we've got lots of stuff to discuss with you. Among which, we're going to take a look at resveratrol as a heart-healthy nutrient. It may work in a way that is quite different than we thought. We're going to look at the possibility that alcohol may cleanse your brain. 877-726-TALK is our number, and we'll be taking your calls momentarily. First... the flu is raging across America. The statistics are really, really bad this year for the flu. Emergency rooms across the country and hospitals are flooded with victims of the flu. And the bad news is that, in spite of the fact that I've seen some people from the public health sector getting on TV saying, well, your best defense is to take the vaccine. And actually, I hear some of them saying, well, the vaccine is about 40% effective this year. That's a stark admission, because they often say, well, it's virtually 100% effective. And they're saying, well, let's discount it a little bit down to 40%. Actually, the statistic this year from a study in Canada is that the vaccine is only about 17% effective. In Georgia alone, the flu epidemic has killed 37 people, 25 of whom are 65 or older, and there's all kinds of mayhem. One of the problems is that a first-line defense against the flu, they say, well, you know, if you get the flu, call your doctor to make sure that you get some Tamiflu, which is an antiviral medication. Well, the problem is that Tamiflu doesn't work very well, if at all, according to studies. It has marginal beneficial effects against the flu. And here's a headline. Tamiflu causes another child to hallucinate. 2-year-old slapped his mother and twitched uncontrollably after taking flu medication. Tamiflu has been linked to a number of cases of hallucinations in children, including one who tried to jump out of a window this year. There's also a report from Franklin Township in New Jersey. Franklin Township family believes Tamiflu led to teen's suicide. A Franklin Township teen took his life just days after being diagnosed with the flu. His family worries the medicine prescribed to him to help him may be to blame. They say that he was thriving in his classes, excited about his involvement on the wrestling team, but his extreme decision to commit suicide may have been caused by severe side effects from the very medication that he was taking for the flu. So the Tamiflu warning label clearly states pediatric patients may be at an increased risk of confusion or abnormal behavior, but there is no strict limitation on its use in the United States, notwithstanding the fact, and this is interesting, that the drug has been withdrawn from Japan. So the insert says that the package insert says that reports mostly from Japan of delirium and abnormal behavior leading to injury, and in some cases resulting in fatal outcomes, but they kind of use some weasel words to say that it's too difficult to quantify these voluntary reports and that these side effects are rare. Japan has banned the drug for children and teens after a disturbing number of young people jumped from windows in vehicles and tried to commit suicide. So the very medication that we use for the condition for which the vaccine is a resounding flop is not very beneficial. Natural therapies for the flu include elderberry, include taking higher doses of vitamin C, and certainly higher doses of vitamin D. I recommend that someone who is coming down with the flu can take 2 or 3 days consecutive doses of 50,000 international units of vitamin D. Yeah, that'll harm you if you take it long term, but 3 consecutive days will boost your vitamin D and help to not eliminate the flu, but certainly reduce its severity. Measures like these, I think, far more effective than the flu shot this year, or taking the medication Tamiflu, which I don't have a great deal of confidence about. All right, our number is 877-726-8255. And we're taking your phone calls. Let's talk to John from Connecticut. Hello, John.
My sister, who's 74, and her daughter, have rosacea.
Yeah, it's a presidential disorder. I mean, President Trump has it, and President Clinton had it. It's kind of that red-faced, red-cheeked, sometimes associated with flakiness, blotchiness disorder, right?
Redness, because she had it for a long time. She's had it for a long time, and doesn't it affect your eyes too?
Yes, it can. So I tell you, you know, cell phones being the bane of our existence here on radio with call-ins, let me just talk about some things that can be done for this condition, okay? Because your connection's lousy. And, you know, we do interviews for our Intelligent Medicine podcast. I always insist that people do them with a landline or that we do them on Skype because cell phones are horrible on radio. So if you're calling us from a cell phone, make sure you're in a place where they can actually hear what you're saying. Factors that may trigger rosacea flare-ups. There's actually a website, rosacea.org, and they acknowledge that there are dietary factors that may cause the skin to react. And they include spicy foods, but also foods that are high in what are called tyramine. Tyramine is a reactive substance that sometimes causes skin to flare. And there's some surprises here. Yeah, you would expect spicy and physically hot foods, you know, like hot coffee or hot tea or hot soup to cause the skin to vasodilate. But you also might be surprised to hear that liver and yogurt and sour cream are implicated here, and hard cheeses, vanilla, vinegar, eggplant, avocados, spinach, and foods that are high in histamine. It's sometimes worthwhile going on a low histamine diet to reduce the symptoms of rosacea. Also, you know, alcohol generally. I mean, you know, W.C. Fields, the W.C. Fields knows that's a variation on rosacea where the nose is involved, and you have that W.C. Fields, that red nose. Alcohol certainly does it, especially red wine, beer, bourbon, gin. And certain emotional things may trigger rosacea. Stress and anxiety, applying certain skin products that have an inflammatory effect on the skin. Sun, generally not good for rosacea. Good for other conditions like psoriasis, but not great. Extreme cold, you know, and the desiccation from, you know, the winter wind can be a problem. But also typically, you know, the opposite, you know, very, very hot, humid environments can cause the skin to flush. Medications that vasodilate, you know, it may be that something like Viagra might cause someone who has rosacea to have flushing of the skin. Certainly niacin could do it. That's a vitamin that causes flushing. So be careful about taking lots of niacin in your B complex. And so, you know, there are some things that can make a difference. And, you know, also, I suggest that people undertake a paleo diet or a very low sugar, low refined carbohydrate diet to beat this condition. And it can make a difference. Lots of essential fatty acids, omega-3s from flax oil or fish oil can be helpful. These are some of the things that can make a difference. Consider, too, the yeast connection because of the possibility that fungal overgrowth in the intestine can have a triggering effect on the skin. You know, the importance of the relationship between the gut and the skin, something we're coming to realize when we deal with skin problems. So there you have it, a pretty good rundown on the condition of rosacea. Check out rosacea.org for tips, not so much about nutritional supplements, but diet. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We invite your calls, 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast-dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kyo Greens blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kyo Green to your day and get going.
Kyo Green's new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You can call us 877-726-TALK is our number. Or simply, it's 877-726-8255. And if you want the lowdown on the latest in nutrition, look at your watch and set it back about 10 years. And you have the state-of-the-art of nutrition reporting in the New York Times, because as evidence of that, the New York Times this last week doubled down on its recommendation that people avoid saturated fat and seek low-fat alternatives and exchange the saturated fat that you can find in meat and in dairy for polyunsaturated vegetable oil. And the story is by lead science investigator Jane Brody, and I'll read you the lead on it. The media love contrarian man-bites-dog stories that purport to debunk long-established beliefs and advice. Among the most popular on the health front are reports that saturated fats do not cause heart disease and that the vegetable oils we've been encouraged to use instead may actually promote it. But the best-established facts on dietary facts say otherwise. Okay, so what they're saying here in this article, in the Times, which doubles down on outmoded, anachronistic health information, they just can't seem to let it go, is that the latest studies suggest that indeed saturated fat is bad for you, And they just haven't done enough studies to demonstrate that, that more studies need to be done, but that ultimately that viewpoint will be vindicated. And they say of coconut oil, they say disparagingly in this article, still people do miss their unhealthy fats. Hey, are you out there, some of you intelligent medicine listeners, are you missing your unhealthy fats? They say rather condescendingly here in this New York Times article. They say, well, still people do miss their unhealthy fats, and in the latest rage, many have latched on to coconut oil in the mistaken belief that its main highly saturated fat, lauric acid, and other nutrients can enhance health rather than undermine it. Okay. Well, I have here a study, albeit it's a study that's an older study, but it's a very, very important study because it points out kind of a paradox, which is that people who consume lots of coconut oil, and where do we have that situation? Do we find that in America? Well, even though it's all the rage, it's hard to do a study in America because, you know, the people who consume lots of coconut oil, you may be among some of these trendy health aficionados who are now consuming coconut oil, but that is not really readily studyable in the United States. Where do we find people who consume a lot of coconut oil? In the Pacific Islands, among Polynesians. Okay? Coconut is the chief source of energy for two groups of people in Polynesia. And what they did in this study is they contrasted people from, I can't even pronounce it here, two different islands, where one group consumed a very high amount of coconut oil, the other group a lot less coconut oil. And what they found is that, indeed, in the islanders who consumed lots of coconut oil, their cholesterol levels were higher by 35 to 40 points. So one might readily conclude that that's bad for the heart and that those people are dying like flies. And that's the conventional wisdom because we tend to accept the notion that high cholesterol equates to bad cardiovascular outcomes. But in this study, what they found was quite the contrary, that vascular disease was uncommon in both populations. The difference in one, they had much higher levels of the intake of saturated fat from coconut oil and higher levels of cholesterol, but there was absolutely no difference in cardiovascular outcomes, which is really what counts ultimately, doesn't it? Okay, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-TALK. And when we return, we'll be taking some of your phone calls. This is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the intelligent medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and I want to remind you that Intelligent Medicine is made possible in part by the generous sponsorship of Health IQ, which is an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like you, Intelligent Medicine listeners, who are runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and healthy eaters, take vitamins, get lower rates on their life insurance. Health IQ believes the best way to improve the health of the world is to celebrate the health conscious rather than penalizing those who are not. So go to healthiq.com/Hoffman to see if you qualify. That's healthiq.com/Hoffman. And by the way, they have a great Health IQ quiz that's lots of fun to take. And if you log in with them, they'll send you a Health IQ test from time to time. That's a fun way to test your health literacy. And we recently did a great podcast with the founder and CEO of Health IQ. It's an interesting story, so check it out at drhoffman.com. Okay, we're going to take one of our recorded phone calls. There are three ways to get through to us. You can get through to us live during this broadcast by calling us at 877-268-2255. You can also email your questions to radioprogram, one word, radioprogram at AOL.com, and we'll use your question as the basis for our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast. That's a popular podcast that you can download at drhoffman.com. Or you can go to the homepage of drhoffman.com using your PC or Mac. And on the right side, there's a rectangle. You click on the rectangle that prompts you to record a question, as did Seth. So let's hear from Seth.
Hi, Doctor. Wondering what your thoughts are about milk thistle, especially if it interacts with other drugs such as Lipitor. Thank you.
Okay. Interesting question because, you know, commonly I hear stories of people going to health food stores and they say, you know, I'm taking a lot of medication. My doctor has me on 3-4 medications and I'm concerned about the toxicity of all those medications on my system. And the person behind the counter says, oh, I have exactly what you need. It's the perfect liver detoxifier. It's milk thistle. And milk thistle is a wonderful detoxifier. And it really helps to protect the liver. It is just a remarkable nutrient, especially for people with liver problems, fatty liver, inflammatory conditions of the liver, chronic hepatitis. It's an amazing herb. But it also, because it detoxifies, well, what does detoxification mean? It means it speeds the metabolism of toxins. It helps to get them out of the system quicker. And as such, it also helps to more rapidly metabolize medications. Okay? This is through something called cytochrome P450. And so the net result is that it may break down medications more rapidly, cause the body to detoxify them and eliminate them from the body, such that they're less effective. And among the medications that seem to fall under that rubric, Elavil, Valium, Celebrex, Voltaren, which is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, an anti-cholesterol drug called Lescol, even ibuprofen, blood pressure medication Cozar, and on it goes. Even warfarin, where Coumadin seems to be affected. And you know, that can be a problem because if you neutralize the effect of these medications, you know, your blood pressure might go up or your clotting time might be accelerated and these medications are rendered less effective. In the case of Lipitor, there is a potential interaction, but I just don't know how consequential it is. In other words, let's say, you know, you're taking 10 milligrams of Lipitor and you get your cholesterol down to 180, okay? And maybe if you take milk thistle, your cholesterol won't go down to 180. It may go down less to 185 because the medication is less efficacious. But that's not a life-threatening circumstance, and that's not going to cause a dangerous interaction that may damage your liver or damage your kidneys or, you know, do something bad. It just may render the medication a little less effective. So I would say it would be okay to take it. Keep an eye on your cholesterol, see if it makes a difference. If you're taking it for another reason, you know, perhaps for detoxification purposes or for, you know, liver protection. I mean, there really is something to that rationale because one of the side effects of many of these statin drugs is that they cause liver function to go awry. You get liver function abnormalities with many of these drugs, particularly when high doses are used. You know, when you get up to like 80 of Lipitor, it's almost a rarity to see the liver not affected by those high doses. And thus you may be protecting the liver somewhat, but maybe attenuating a little bit the potential benefits of those medications. Okay? So there you have it. Oh, and by the way, interesting fact is that the milk thistle effect is almost directly the opposite of the grapefruit effect. Grapefruit slows the B450 pathway, and thus it may increase levels of medications, which makes it kind of like hamburger helper for some medications, allowing you to take less medication and get better results, but also potentially endangering you with an overdose of certain medications that you're taking. So, you know, it works both ways. There are things that you can take, natural things, that will both accelerate the metabolism of medications and also slow the metabolism of medications. And as a doctor or as a pharmacist or as a enlightened consumer, you should know about those potential interactions because it may be consequential to the medications you take. Okay, just want to let you know about a supplement that I take on a regular basis, and I really like it. It's particularly helpful for people who suffer from chronic fatigue, but it can reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. It's NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells and specifically targets the mitochondria. Currently, there's an interesting study underway looking at the potential benefits of NT-Factor along with slow-release caffeine for fibromyalgia, which is a condition that's often accompanied by fatigue. Clinical trials have already shown that NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. It's available in ProPacks, which is a one-stop shop for all your nutritional needs. But a while ago, I found that maybe some people would like to keep their fish oil and their multi and just take NT-Factor alone. So I persuaded the folks at Nutritional Therapeutics to develop a product called Healthy Aging, which is NT-Factor as the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with a unique energy support, a pure NT-Factor and a potent delivery system. As I said, I've been taking it for years, and now with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. So order ProPacks or Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay. Wine may help to clean the mind, according to a study. What are we talking about here? Brainwashing? Well, actually, there is such a thing as brainwashing. And it occurs particularly when you sleep. The brain has a lymphatic system which literally cleanses it of accumulated toxins. You know, doing a lot of work during the daytime and toxic metabolites build up. So at night you need to rest. And during sleep, your what's called your glymphatic system, that's the brain's lymphatic system, that's G lymphatic, stands for your glial lymphatic system. The glia are the nerves in your brain. And the glymphatic system literally sweeps away the toxins that have accumulated during the day. That's why sleep deprivation is not good for you. And it turns out, according to the study, that relatively small amounts of alcohol, approximately a couple of drinks a day, can help the glymphatic system do its work. To determine their findings, researchers studied the brains of mice that had consumed low to moderate doses of alcohol, the equivalent in humans of 2.5 drinks per day for 30 days. And what they found was that low levels of alcohol helped to decrease inflammation and remove toxins, including those linked to Alzheimer's. So this is an incomplete story because I actually looked up the actual story. And what they say in the actual story is a little different. They say that chronic use of alcohol at a high level will actually impair learning and memory, and that high amounts of alcohol damage the glymphatic system, but low doses seem to stimulate that cleanup operation. which is kind of cool. That's what's called a J-shaped model. You start with on the left side of the J, and you get a benefit. When you get to the bottom, you reduce the risk of a disease. But then as you increase, you move to the right, and up, 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 up you go until you dramatically escalate the risk of disease. That's what's called a J-shaped model in science, where none is not so good. It's sort of like, you know, exercise. It's sort of a J-shaped model of exercise, is that none is bad. You get some benefit from moderate to high levels, but when you go to way, 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 way high levels, there may be deleterious effects on the heart. So same thing with alcohol consumption. Daily intake of alcohol for 30 years of doses scalable to those in the present study reduce and shrink the hippocampus. So that's not good. And so they're saying that the benefits of alcohol to the brain may be due in part to this lymphatic cleansing, but keep in mind that too much alcohol will literally shrink the memory center of your brain. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and when we return, we'll take more of your phone calls. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, professional grade, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I use FullScript as my online dispensary, so I can send you, my patients and listeners, the exact products you need straight to your door by speedy delivery. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The best part, FullScript sends out refill reminders when you're running low, so it's totally effortless to stay on track with your supplement protocols. Go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to create your FullScript account, or ask your healthcare provider to sign you up for FullScript. If you are a healthcare provider, sign up for a free FullScript account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. FullScript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and they offer world-class support. Get started at drhoffman.com and click on the store.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're taking your phone calls, and our number is 877-726-8255. We got a call from Jennifer from Jersey. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
I was wondering if you would speak about the causes of atrial fibrillation and also the success of the medical procedures that they're offering for that, and also the necessity for blood thinners. I'll listen to your answer on the radio.
One of the interesting things that I want to start by talking about is, and that's not part of your question, but it's an intriguing question, and we actually got it from one of our other listeners, the relationship between atrial fibrillation and caffeine. And it's kind of intriguing because for a long time it was thought that there was a relationship, that if you have a lot of coffee, that you're going to have high blood pressure, your heart's going to race, and, you know, people have noted that you know, get a little stimulated from coffee. And so a surprising study came out in 2014, which suggests that habitual caffeine intake does not increase atrial fibrillation. In fact, it may reduce atrial fibrillation because there's something in coffee that may reduce heart fibrosis, which is part of the cause of atrial fibrillation. You know, the nerves that run through the heart muscle and trigger impulses that send the muscle into contractions. They may be damaged by progressive fibrosis, which occurs in every part of the body as we age. But when it occurs in the heart, it may cause nerve conduction abnormalities and create difficulties in terms of the heart rhythm. So, you know, when it comes to the ablation procedure is looking better and safer for some sufferers of atrial fibrillation. It's not for everyone, but in a recent study, it was actually shown that it even helps patients with atrial fibrillation who have heart failure. The study was just published this week in the New England Journal of Medicine. So it's something worth looking into for all atrial fibrillation sufferers. But for those who have it and are well managed on medication and not suffering a lot of side effects and they feel pretty good, it's a pretty common affliction for people over the age of 75. A very high percentage of people have it. They need to be on blood thinners, which is why the popularity of Coumadin and other medications that thin the blood. And, you know, in terms of natural therapies for atrial fibrillation, I think magnesium ranks very high among them, especially magnesium taurate. You need to take fairly high doses. It tends to have a rate stabilizing effect. It can get some people out of atrial fibrillation, but at the very least, it will slow the rapid atrial fibrillation, which is dangerous because the heart really pumps fast. It's inefficient at getting blood circulating in your body. So you want to keep that rate stabilized, even if you do have an abnormal heart rhythm and you can, you know, live happily to, you know, 99 with atrial fibrillation without any adverse consequences. So, you know, I hope I've addressed some of your concerns. Do you have any other issues you want to take up? Okay, she's left the line. But, you know, it's intriguing that this new study vindicates – it's actually not a new study. It's published in 2014. And I remember it coming out, being surprised. Canadian Journal of Cardiology study suggesting that atrial fibrillation is not – I repeat, not triggered by – excess caffeine, and that caffeine may be heart healthy. Caffeine may be heart healthy for the blood vessels as well. So here's an item. A 30-year study shows that women who breastfeed for 6 months or more reduce their own diabetes risk. So we tend to think of breastfeeding as, you know, something beneficial for the kid, right? No question. It helps to set up a healthy microbiome. It offers critical nutrients to kids that are not present in formulas, as much as we try to replicate nature in formulas. And there's the bonding effect and all that stuff. There are even some studies that suggest that women who breastfeed have a lowered incidence of breast cancer, because when the breasts do what they're supposed to do several times with multiple pregnancies, then the breasts are, in a way, put to work. And maybe that reduces the potential for growth of abnormal cells. Well, this 30-year study shows that women who breastfeed for 6 months reduce their diabetes risk nearly in half. So what's up with that? Why precisely that should be? It seems to have a hormonal effect. And this is regardless of race. Whether the woman has gestational diabetes, you might say, well, breastfeeding helps to keep women's weight down. Well, no, they controlled for that. They looked at both normal weight and overweight women who breastfed, and they found that even if you match them by weight, there still was a protective effect. So this is interesting and suggests yet another reason why doctors, nurses, and hospitals, as well as policymakers, should support women and their families to breastfeed as long as possible, because guess what? Type 2 diabetes is possibly the single biggest threat to the health, welfare, and economy of America, because even if you don't have full-blown type 2 diabetes, insulin resistance is the pathway to cardiovascular disease, which is the main way that women get heart attacks and die of heart disease in this country. And, oh, by the way, we're now in February. It's Women's Heart Month. So breastfeeding, interestingly, can have protective effects against cardiovascular disease. So do it for yourself. Do it for your kid. It's all good. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can call us 877-726-8255. We'll be taking more of your phone calls next hour. Thanks for joining us. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.